Mishnayis Mesechta Shkolim. First Mishnah, Piechod Ba'ador Mashmiyin Al Ashkolim. It's the first day on Rosh Chodesh Adar. They are let people hear about the mitzvah to give Shkolim. That means in all Ori Yisrael, Beis Din sends out Shluchim to make announcements that people should know there's going to be a mitzvah to bring the Machzah Shekel. V'yal HaKlayim Huadin Beis Din sends out Shluchim to let the people know not to grow, not to plant klayim, not to grow different type of vegetables together. Some of Farshim learned this means that when they make the seeds, they put the seeds together in the same pot like, they should make sure you do not have a mixture of seeds. Bechamisha also boy, on the 15th day of Adar, is Kuren Es HaMegillah, Vikrachim. Then they lay the Megillah in the cities that have a wall around it from Yemosh Yeshua, that's called Orei Krach. Then they laid the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. Umesakten es hadrochim. Huadin Bezdin sits down to take care of the city, to mesakin the roads. V'yes harachoyvois, v'yes mikvoyes hamayim. Other type of roads, the main roads, and to fix the mikvoyes hamayim. If there any mikvah of water that's broken, it has to be fixed. They take care of it now on the 15th day of Adar. They start to take care of the tzorchi rabim. V'oisin kol tzorchi rabim. And they do anything that's necessary for the Rabbim. They start taking care of this on Chamishasar Ba'adar. And the Yerushalmi explains that this is that Bezdin sits down now to take care of Dini Momnis, Dini Nefoshach, Dini Malkus, Opdiyas Erechim, Vacharomim, Vagdeshois, Vashkoi Saitos, Reifus Poro, Ritzias Avidivri. His Bezdin sits down now to take care of the Tzorchei HaRabbim. O Metzainin Es HaKvorus. They used to go around on Chamishasar Ba'adar to make sure all the kvaros, ever somebody was buried, there's a tzion on top of it. That is a sign people should know not to walk over it, not to make themselves tummy. That's called a mitzayonim es hakvaros, to make sure there's a tzion, there's a sign around the kever. Which at the times of the Gemara, they used to pour some lime around the kever. For simon, people should know not to walk over it. V'yoytzin af halakloyim. And now on Chamishasar Ba'adar, the Beis Din sends out shluchim to check the fields. And if they find that people did grow, did plant klayim, they uproot it, they take it out of the fields now on Chamishasar Ba'adar. Now the reason why, the first Mishnah starts off that Bechot Ba'adar Mashmin al Ashkolim, the reason why in Rosh Chodesh Adar, Beis Din notifies people to get ready to start giving the Machsa Shekel, the Gemara explains because really the Machsa Shekel had to be by the Beis HaMikdash by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the month when the Beis Din used to make the Trumas Halishcha. They used to start taking the money out now to buy the new Karbonis for the coming year. So in order that the money should reach the Beis HaMikdash by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they used to prepare them 1 month before to start to get ready to bring the Machsa Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. That it should be there in time for the Trumas Halishcha, which will take place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Mishneh Beis. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, at the beginning, when the shluchim went out on Chamishasar Ba'adar, if they found people were growing klayim, growing two different type of vegetables together, they would just uproot the klayim and throw it down in front of them. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, "Misharabu Ovri Avera." But when the Ovri Avera, there were a lot of Ovri Avera, and the Gemara explains that they enjoyed what they were very happy what you did, because first of all, you were menachish, so they say him. You like uprooted the bad roots, so now what's there is growing much better. And plus, that they had hanor from the klayim, even though klayim is also bachila, but it's mutav hanor. So they used to give the klayim to the behemoths. So therefore, the rabbanim made another takana, hoyu oikrin u'mashlichin al adrochim. They used to uproot the klayim if they found somebody growing it, but they didn't throw it in front of the bailim that they could enjoy it, but rather they threw it like b'mokim hefker in the roads. And then, but still the Gemara says, still they were happy, the fact that their fields were menachish, like their fields were growing better now because they uprooted the klayim. So the Mishnah says, Heskinu shiyumafkirin kol asada kula. The final takana was that when the Shluchei Beis Din went out and found people growing klayim, they used to make the whole field hefker. And that's the yisoy that hefker Beis Din hefker, the Beis Din has a right to take away something from you and to make it hefker. So yeah, they used to take away the whole field from the owner, and it didn't belong to the owner anymore. It was like hefker. Whoever wanted to could come and be zecher in it. So that made them stop growing the klayim. Mishnah Gimel. B'chamish osaboy. On the 15th day of Adar, shulchonos hayu yoshvim b'medina. They used to have shulchanos, means tables, means people that used to exchange the money. In other words, if you had to give a machsa shekel, so you, if you didn't have the machsa shekel, you had a complete shekel, or you had to put pieces together to get the machsa shekel, you would give your money to this shulchani, and he would exchange it for you to give you back a machsa shekel. So hayoyeshvim b'medina means in Yerushalayim. And some say that it means b'chol or Yisrael. They used to sit on chamisha or sabadim. Be'eswim b'chamisha, when it came ready the 25th day of Adar, Yoshvu b'migdash. Then the Shekhanas moved closer to the base of Migdash, to the Migdash, and there they would exchange people to give them the money for the Machsa Shekel. Misha Yoshvu b'migdash, as soon as it came the 25th day of Adar, that the Shekhani sat in the base of Migdash, his chilul l'mashkin, they started to take a mashkin, started to take a pledge away from people that did not bring the Machsa Shekel yet. As mima mashkinin, who would they go to take a pledge away from them? Leviim v'Yisraelim, a Levi or a Yisrael, Gerim, a Geriemis, v'Yavodim v'Shuchrorim. Even though you were never at Kenani, but now if you were freed, you're like a regular Yisrael, and you have a chiv to give a machsa shekel, and if you did not bring it by the 25th day of Adar, the Besdin took away a pledge from you to make sure you would pay it up. Avoloi noshim v'Yavodim uktanim. But to women, they did not take away a mashkin, who are din avodim that are not freed, and who are din ketanim. Now, why? Because ketanim are also potter from giving a machsa shekel. And potter the cotton here means up until he's 20 years old. That's what the pasuk says, kol over ala pkudim, mi ben esrim shon of amala yitain trumas Hashem. That the chiv to give a machsa shekel is only cha when you're first 20 years old. Mishnah Vayta, kol cotton shehizchel oviv lishkol al yodoi, whenever a father started to give the machsa shekel for his son, shuvah in a poisik. This is a din mit rabbonin that once he started, he should not stop every single year. He has to give again a machsa shekel for his son. V'ein mamashkenin es hakahanim, mifnei darke sholem. If a kohen does not pay the machsa shekel, we do not take away a pledge from the kohen, even though the mishnah's mashma, the kohen has a chiyuv to give the machsa shekel, but mishum darke sholem, we don't bother them. And the Yerushalmi says, it really means if they derech hakovet. We have to be noy kovet to them, so we don't take away a mashkin from them. Mishnah Dalet. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Heyed ben Bukhri b'Yavne, ben Bukhri said over in Edis in Yavne, that kol koin, sheshoikol einachoyta. Any koin, if he does give the machsa shekel, is not doing a chet. Mashmi is allowed to do it. In other words, he's saying, even though he holds there's no chi of a kohen is not mechuy to give a machsa shekel, but if he gives it, he's not over choyte. Now, even though the money is supposed to be shal tzibur, because these are for gabonis hatzibur, and if you're potel chorus, like you're giving your own money, still we say, no, you're giving it over to the tzibur, so you're not called a choyte. Omaloi Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai argues and says, loi, that's not pshat. Ki the pshat is like this, ela kol kohen she'eno shekel choyte. Any kohen that does not give the machsa shekel is over chet, because he holds that the kohanim are mechuyev to give a machsa shekel. Elo shekohanim darshim mikra zeliyatzman. But the reason why there was such a mini that the kohanim did not give because the kohanim made a mistake and they darshin the posik this way for themselves. But the posik says kol minchas kohen kolu tia loisi yochel. Any time a kohen brings his own mincha, the din is not allowed to eat the mincha. The whole mincha has to be burnt. It has to be burnt. So they said now, Ho yovo oimer, ushtei halechem, polechem aponim shalonu, like the monashach, these are called a korban, a minchas tzibur. The korban oimer, a mincha that they brought the second day Pesach, ushtei halechem that's brought on Shavuos, or lechem aponim brought every single Shabbos. These are called minchas tzibur. Now they're going to say, if we have to give money for the machsa shekel, so it's considered that the korban, this mincha belongs to us, abizoi, heich necholim, how are we allowed to eat it? Because the halacha is, any mincha that belongs to a kohen, you're not allowed to eat. So since these menachas you are allowed to eat, it's right the kohanim are not allowed to give money for their potter from the machsa shekel. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds that they made a mistake, because this drosha is only for a mincha of a yochid, a kohen yochid, his own private mincha. Then we say the whole thing has to be burnt. Mashenkin, by mincha sibur, you don't have this drosha. A mincha sibur, even though the kohanim have to give money, are part of the minchas atzibur, still the loch ritz, it's allowed to be eaten. Just like the oimer and shtei lechem, lechem upon him, the kohanim do eat it, because a minchas tzibur, even though the kohanim give money for the machsa shekel, still they're allowed to eat it. The Mishnah Hei. Afal pi shomru, even though we said that ein mamashkin in noshim, v'yavodam uktanim, that for the machsa shekel, that if they do not give it, we do not take away a pledge from an Isha or from an Evro for Ketanim, Im Shoklu Mekavle Miyodin. In other words, really Mi'ikar Adin, they're potter from giving, but the Chiddush is, if they do give, though, we're allowed to take it from them. And we don't say it's like money belonging to a yochet or private person, but rather we say they give it over to the tzibur, and now it becomes moyes shel tzibur. So the Mishnah ha-nochri, agoy, fahakusi, those were geri emes, but then later they were machs l'surim, they turned back to do a ra again, bid. She'eshoklu, if they give a machs ha-shekel, ein mekab le-miyodun, we do not accept it from them. There's our Tana holds that a kusi has the same halacha like a goy, and the din is for the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash, or for the kabbonis, we do not accept any money from goyim. V'yei mekablin miyodon, kinei zovin, v'kinei zovas, v'kinei yodis. We do not accept from a goy, the kinim, the birds, for a chiyah, for korban of a zov, or a zovais, or yodis, v'chatois v'ashomis, for a korban chatos, or for korban oshim. But the klal is, any time a korban that is a chiyah to bring, a goy cannot bring that korban. Avon nedorim or nedovis, mekabla miyodin. Mashenkein, a goy, he is allowed to bring a korban nedova. If he wants to bring for a present, a korban early, he's allowed to. So for this, if they send the money, they send the korban, we are mekabla miyodin, we could accept it from them. Zehaklal, this is the rule. Kol shenidor venidov. Any korban that's brought by Torah and nedova, you can make a ned that you could bring it. Is mekabla miyodin, we accept it from a goy. Kol she'ein nidor v'nidav, mashenken a korban that does not come because you made a neder, but rather it only comes if you have a chiyav, l'mosh like a korban chatis, you had to do an avera, or your ledis when she gave birth, then we say ein mekabla miyodin. We are not allowed to accept this korban from a goy, because there's no such chiddush. His apostle only says, ish ish, mi beis yisrael minagia v'yisrael asher yakav korban, korbono l'chol nidreim l'chol nidvoisam, the pasuk says. And this we dash in ish ish is the rabba says hanochrim. But it's only a chiddush a goy could bring, like a korban neder or nedava, something that you could bring without a chiyuv. But any time there's a chiyuv to bring the korban, the goy is potter from all these chiyuv and we can't bring these korbanos. Now the Mishnah says, v'chein hu mefayrish ayidei Ezra, we have a raya from the pasuk in Ezra like this, that we cannot accept any money from the goyim for the binyan beis hamikdash or for the korbanos. Was the pasuk says shenemar, loy lochem v'lonu livnois es beis elokeinu. Like we can't use anything from you goyim or the kusim, to help us building in the Beis Hamikdash. Mishnevov, v'elu shechayovim b'kolvoin. These are the people that have a chiv when they give a machs shekel, they have to add onto it an extra small coin, the kolvoin. Leviim v'yisraelim v'gerim v'yavodim shechrorim. Is the people that have a chiyah to give a machs shekel, a levi or yisrael or a ger or an eved meshucher, avoloi kahanim. But a koyin, even though he has the chiyah to give a machs shekel, this must rabbona patter him. He doesn't have to give an extra kolbein. Mishum shum kvaydoi, he doesn't have to give the extra kolbein. V'noshim hu adin anisha, since she's potim mitzad adin, if she wants to give the machs shekel, she does not have to add this extra coin the kolbein. V'yavodim uktanim, the same thing for neved and a kodin, since they're potter, they don't have to give this extra kolbein. Now hashoikol ayidei koyin, if somebody pays for a koyin, or else ayidei isha, he's paying for an isha also, ayidei eved, he's paying for an eved, the machs shekel, ayidei kodin, or else he's paying for a kodin also, potter. Then we say he's potter from giving this kolbein. In other words, let's say a person gives a shekel sholin, a complete shekel, and he says, a machzes ha-shekel, half of this is for my chiv, and half of it is either for the koyin, for the isha, or for the eved, or for the kotin. So this person is potter from giving the extra kolbin. But since he's paying along, he's helping out, somebody else is giving an isha, or an eved, or a kotin, so then we say he's potter from paying the kolbin. What about the yimshokol al-yodoy, the ayad chaveri? But let's say, no, he's paying for himself or for his friend. But by paying for his friend means that there'll be a chayv. Their friend will have to pay him back. But he's just laying out the money now for his friend. Then we say chayv a kolbein. He has to give a kolbein. He has to add this extra money. Rabbi Meir says shnei kolbeinus. He has to add two kolbeinus. And the reason for Rabbi Meir is because Rabbi Meir shita is that every single person when they pay a machs shekel, even if they give only a machs shekel, there's no changing involved, still you have to add this extra kolbein. Because Rav Meir Shita was, he dashed in the midiraisa, that kimin ma'debeya shaleish hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. V'yomaloi kizeh yitnu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sold Moshe that the coin has to be a pure silver coin, right out of the fire. That's the coin of a machs shekel you have to give. Now, all our machzah shekel is not pure out of the fayim. It's missing some silver. Therefore, we have to add, according to Rameyi, you always have to add an extra kolbein. That even if you give a complete machzah shekel. But here we're talking about you giving a shekel sholem. So really, this shekel sholem would have had to be changed over into two machzah shekel. Now, usually the pshat from paying the kolbein is that since for changing over the money, usually they charge for that. They charge you some money. So the rabbanan made a takana that the money you would have paid this changer that changes over the money for you from whatever coin you want from the shekel into a machzah shekel, the pay that you would have paid him, the rabbanan said, give this now for the machzah shekel also. So according to Rameyi, in such a case, you have to give two kolbonis. One because of the exchange that's going on, and one because every person has to give an extra kolbon when he pays the machzah shekel. So the Mishnah, ha-nois sein sela, if somebody gives the gizbor a sela, v'noito shekel, and he takes back from the gizbor a shekel. In other words, I'm saying, a machzah shekel I want to give for the gizbor for the machzah shekel, and a machzah shekel I want to get back. So the Mishnah says, chayiv shnei kolbonis. In such a case, it's a chiyuv to give two separate coins. And this chur goes even according to Rabbanan. And the pshat is that it looks like two different transactions here. You're giving a shekel, and first you want to have it exchanged over into machzah shekel in order to give a machzah shekel for the mitzvah of machzah shekel. And also it looks like since you're receiving back to take home a machzah shekel, it looks like there was a second changeover, that you changed over your shekel in order to get a machzah shekel back to take home. So it looks like two different exchanges took place, so you have to pay like twice the exchanger. Therefore, the takana of the rabbanan was this money should go legizbor into the machzah shekel. Mishnah Zayin, ha shekel ayidei oni. If somebody pays for an oni, for ayidei shcheina, or else you're paying for yourself and for your chaver. No, it's not pater sahalvoy. You're not going to ask him to pay the money back. You're like giving him a matana. You're giving now the gizbor a shekel sholem, and you're saying, half of it is for me, and half I'm paying for this oni, or I'm paying for my neighbor. Vayidei ben iro, I'm paying for somebody else. Then potter. Then we say, since you're doing somebody else a favor, and you're paying from him, like in such a case, vice versa, the exchanger did not charge any money for this, so therefore you're potter from paying the kolben. V'yim hilvon, but let's say, no, you're paying for, you're laying out the money for them, but of course you want them to pay you back later, then we say chayiv, then you'll have a chayiv to pay the extra kolben. Let's say two brothers, then the father died, they have Yerusha now, and they became shutfas together. So loch is like this. At the time when they have a chiyuv to give the extra kolbein, when they pay the machzah shekel, which means after the brothers divided up the chalukah equally, and now it's considered like they have their own money, so when you're paying your own money, you have to add an extra kolbein. In such a case, peturim m'maisa behema. Since they have their own chalukim ready, they divided up the Yerusha, and now they became shutfim again. The law is when two people own behemoths, b'shutfis, with their partnership, they are potter from Maisa Behema. Even though 10 new animals were born to them, they are potter from giving the 10th one like for Maisa Behema. What about Ukesh Shechayovim b'Maisa Behema, but at the time when they would have a chiyiv to give Maisa Behema, that was before they made the chalukim, even though the father died, it's considered right now the Yerusha is b'tvusa sabayis, like they both only own the father's property, so it's considered like it's still by the father, there's only one owner, there's no shutfas yet, so then they are chiyuv to give ma'isa behema. In such a time is peturim in akolbein. When they take now a shekel to pay for the two brothers, a machzah shekel each one, they're potter for paying a kolbein, because it looks as if the money still belongs to the father, and like the father is paying for them. So that was the Mishnah before. When you give somebody else a matoni, you're paying for somebody else, you put them in a kolbein. So the Mishnah of the Kama he kolbein, how much is this extra coin you have to give? More kesef, a more kesef, that's the name of the coin. Divrei Rabbi Meir, the Chama Meirim, chatzi, a chatzi more. That's enough to give for this extra kolbein. Yeah, that's the end of Perek Rishon. Perek Sheni, mitzorfin shkolim lirdar koinois, mifnei masu haderech. If someone, let's say, you collect all the machzah shekel in your city, and you want to send it now to the Beis HaMikdash, so you're allowed to change it over into that darkonis, into golden coins, so it should not waste so much to carry it to the Beis HaMikdash. Mashenken, if you'd have to carry all the machzah shekel, it'd weigh a lot, so you're allowed to change it over. So the Mishnah Kishem Shehoyu Shofaras BaMikdash, the same way there was a shofar, like a box, to collect the machzah shekel in the Mikdash, Kochoyu Shofaras BaMedina. The same way they had the shofar, this box to collect the money, b'medina and the rest of Yerushalayim. Now, b'nei Yair, the people in the city, she'eshilchu eshek layin, if they collected the machzor shekel, let's say the people living in Tveria, they all collected the machzor shekel, and they sent it now with the shliach to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. V'nigmevu ha'shavdu. It was stolen from the shliach, from the messenger on the way, or else it was lost. Now what's the halacha? So im nisrimu ha'truma, if the Beis Din, it was already Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that they took out the truma salishcha, they made a truma. They took out some money from the lishcha. Then we say nishborin la'gizborin. So the din is, the Mishnah is going now, that turmam ala'osid ve'alosid ligvois. That as soon as the Beis Din makes the truma, it's as if they made the truma of anybody that has in mind to give the machzor shekel. So it's considered like the shliach's money already arrived in the Beis HaMikdash. So who's losing out now that it got lost or got stolen? The gizbor. Because the people from the Bnei Ir, they like were already mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore, nishboyim la gizborim. The shliach now has to swear to the gizbor that he was not a poshei, it was not his fault that it got lost. V'yim lov, let's say it got stolen before the Beis Din made the truma salishcha, so it got stolen at the time when it was not considered given over to the Beis HaMikdash yet. It was still in the reshus of the Bnei Ir. Then we say nishboyim lufnei Ir. This gizbor, this shliach, has to swear to Bnei Ir, to the people in the city, that he was not poshei, was not his fault. Now, Bnei Ir, shekel tachtayim, the people in the city have to send another machzor shekel. Because since it never reached the gizbor yet, they weren't mekayim the mitzvah, they have to give a second time a machzor shekel. What's going to be now nimtzu? Let's say after they gave they set aside the second money for the machzor shekel, now they found the first machzor shekel. Oy shech zirum haganovim. Or else the ganovim gave back the machzor shekel that they stole. Is you have both of them in front of you now, what should you do with them? So elu v'yelu shkolim. Both of them have the same shkolim. In other words, you can take a choice to give whichever one you want. V'yein oylen lehen l'shan abo. But this would not help for the next coming year. In other words, you cannot use this money to pay for next year's machzor shekel, but rather one of them goes for this year's machzor shekel, and the second one goes for last year's. As you put it into the shofar for the nedava, that they use it to buy korban olos when the mizbeach is empty.
Yeah.
Mishnah Beis. Ha'noisen shikla lechaveroi. Lishkol al yodoi. If somebody sends the machzor shekel with his friend to take it to the Beis HaMikdash for him. U'shkoloi al yidei atzmoi. Now this friend, when he takes the money, he doesn't give it for you. He gives it for himself. He wants to use it to pater himself from the trumas, from the machzor shekel. So the din is in nisrim or truma. If the gizbor already took out the truma salishcha, they already made a truma. Then we say mol. Now this chaver is over in isamila, and like he has to bring a korban, because once the Beis Din makes the truma, it's considered like the Beis Din made the truma for the first person, the one that sent it. Now his friend, when he's using it for himself, he's having some enjoyment out of hegdish. What kind of enjoyment is he having? So Yerushalmi says, because now the Beis Din will not come and take away a mashkin from him. So he's saving himself the mashkin. That's considered like he had a no from Hegdish, because really this money is Hegdish's now. Because once they made the truma, it's considered like the truma was chal for the original Bailam. So since you're having enjoyment from Hegdish, it's called mol. What about HaShoykel Shikloi Mi Moyes Hegdish? You had money Hegdish in Yerushus, and you made a mistake. Now you forgot it was Hegdish, and you gave it now for the machzor shekel. So we say, im nisrimo sruma, if the Beis Din already took off the truma salishcha, they took off some money out of the lishcha, for korva ha-behema, and they already brought the behemis, then mo'al. Then we say, you're over the yisamila. Now the yisamila here, the hanoi you're having again, is the fact that the Beis Din will not take away a mashkin from you, because you already paid the truma, the machzor shekel. Even though you're only paying it with Hegdish's money, that's considered you're having enjoyment from Hegdish. However, here the Mishnah says you're only chayav yisimila if the Hegdish already bought the korban. And the first from said the pshat is because you're only over the yisimila if you might see the moyis may Hegdish lechulin. Now here, when you give over the Hegdish dika money to the gizbur, you weren't moitzit lechulin. It's only when later Hegdish takes the money and buys the korban with it, that's when they're taking this money out lechulin. That's called Yimei Hoytzor from Rishus Hegdish to Rishus Chulin. So some of first learned that in the Reish are also the same thing. When the person took his friend's Machzor Shekel, he's also not over the Yisamila until later Hegdish takes the money and buys a korban with it, and the Moitziyat Mehegdish to Chulin, that's when the Yisamila is Chal, even in the Reish are also. Weiter. Midmei Maise Sheni, Midmei Shvius Yoichal Kinegdon. Let's say somebody took money from Maise Sheni to pay the Machzor Shekel, or else he took money from Shvi'is, is here the din is Yoichel Kenegdom, which really means you could be poydrit. In other words, take another shekel now and say, wherever the money of Maisa Sheni is, I want the Kedusha of that money to be chal on this money. So mainly the money you gave for the Machzor Shekel becomes Chulin, you will Makami Mitzvahs Machzor Shekel, and the money you have right now, this money you have to eat, buy things, to eat the Poteros Kedushas Maisa Sheni. And the same thing with Shvi'is also. You have to take new money and say, wherever that money is, the Kedusha from that money should be chal on this money. So the first money becomes chulin, you are makam the mitzvahs machzor shekel with that money, and this new money you have right now, you have to be noyik kedusha shvi'is with it. Mishnah Gimel. Ha-mechaneis mois. If somebody collects money together, the omer, and he says, harei elu l'shikli, the money I'm setting aside now, like it puts in penny by penny into its pushka, and he says, every penny I put in, I'm putting this in to eventually have money to give the machzor shekel. Is Beishamai, Omer Beishamai says, Moisar and Adava. The left, let's say he now eared it up and he gave enough pennies, too many. He has more than the value of a Machzor Shekel. The leftover money is still in the Adava. We say it's like he was Makdashit, and it's Moisar of Maisa Sheni. That goes in the Adava means for the Kainzam is Beich. They put it into the Pushka, we'll see later the Shefarot that says Adava on it, and they took that money to buy carbon oils with it. Omer Beisilu says, no, Moisar and Chulun. The leftover money here is Chulun, because you were not mischaven to be makdish, only kidei shikloi bavad. Anything more than that is like hegdish betoyis, the hegdish is not chal. What about she'ovi mehen l'shikli? Somebody said that I'm going to collect money right now in order to bring for machzor shekel. Hey, she'ovi, I should be able to bring this money for the machzor shekel. Is shoven here both, even by shami is moida, shemei sorun chulin. That if you put there more money, the leftover money is chulin. Because you said the favorite, you spoke out with a condition, I'm only putting the money here that I need for Machzor Shekel. So if you put more money, it's like you said the favorite, you don't want it to be for the Machzor Shekel, but you want it to be chulin better. Eilu lechatis. Let's say somebody says, this money right now I'm setting aside for a korban chatis that I have to bring. I'm setting aside $100 for it. Is shovin shamayis in adova. Here even by silver's moida. If you only spend $80 for the korban, the extra $20 still has kedusha on it, and you have to put it into the shofar shel nedava. What about she'ovi mehen lechatis? We say clearly, I'm collecting money now that I should be able to take this money and to buy a korban chatis. Then we say shovin shehamoyser chulin. That leftover money is also chulin here, because here it's also like you spoke out of condition that I'm only setting aside the money in order to be able to bring a korban chatis. So that's the only purpose you are makdashit. So more than that remains chulin. Hey shove, mihem lechatis, I'm setting aside money now only to use it to bring the korban chatis. It's like you spoke out and everybody's moida shamoise chulin. Leftover money is chulin. Mishneh Dalet. Omar Rabbi Shimon. Ma ben shkolim lechatis. What's the difference between shkolim and chatis? Notice that we said in the Mishnah before that if somebody says, Hare elu lishikli, so they still hold the leftover money is chulin. But if somebody says, Hare elu lechatis, even the leftover money is nedova. What's the difference? So, shkolim yesh lem kitzva. Shkolim, we know exactly how much you have to use. So therefore we said, you only meant matchila to set aside the money for the machzor shekel, and anything more is chulin according to Beis Hillel. Vechatis ain lo kitzva. Vashenken, when you set aside money to buy a korban chatis, you could really use as much money as you want. Like, even though you could buy a small korban, you could have also bought a big korban. So as much money as you set aside now, it all has kedushas chatis on it. Rabbi Yehuda says, af lishkolim ein lem kitzva. No, even for shkolim also, there's no kitzva, there's no exact amount how much you have to give. Why? Because when the Yidden by Shas Ezra first went up from the Golas into Eretz Yisrael, when they first built the Bayis Sheni, they made everybody give a golden coin for the Machzor Shekel, which was really was worth Shnei Sloyim, really four Shkolim it was worth. Chazu Lishkol Sloyim. The next year they made everybody made a Sloyim, which is like two Machzor Shekel. Chazu the third year Lishkol Tvoyim. The next year they made everybody take a give Mamish a Machzor Shekel. Then Ubikshu Lishkol Dinorin. The next year they want to make everybody give a Chatzi Machzor Shekel, only a dinner, and this Omer, and that didn't happen. In other words, less than a Machzor Shekel you can't give. However, there are times that Bezin could be mechayev everybody to give more than a machzor shekel. So you see, lechuras ain la kitzva, sometimes you may have to give more than a machzor shekel. So Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Shimon, afal piken, even so, yad kulim shava. No matter how much you have to give, let's say at that time, the first year, by the Bayis Sheni, they had to give a darkoinos, but the pshat was everybody had to give that amount of money. So it was yidua how much you have to give. Al chatis, mashenkim, when you set aside your money for korban chatis, zev may be b'sela, v'zev may be b'shtayim, v'zev may be b'sholosh. There's no set money how much you have to set aside for a korban chatis. One person can spend a sela, one, two, one, three. So therefore we say as much money as you set aside, all the money could be used for a korban chatis. Therefore the leftover money has kedusha on it, and you have to put it into the shofar shel nedava. Mishnah Hei. Moisar shkolim chulin. The leftover money you set aside for machzor shekel is chulin. You could use it for yourself. Like we had before, if you set aside money for the shekel and you find out you had more than that, so the moisar is left over according to Beis Hillel's shita. What about the moisar asira sefer? The leftover money you set aside to buy the asira sefer, whether you were yochid, they had a chet, moshla bitus for sayim, or betumas amigdish, or kadoshev, that the pasuk says if you're too poor to bring even birds, you could bring a korban, you could bring a sirus seifah seilis. So let's say you set aside money for that, and you had leftover money now. What do you do with leftover money? Or else, moisar kine zovim, kine zovis, v'kine yodis. Anisha, there was a man of zovim, that set aside money to buy the birds, and they had more money than they needed. Or else, v'chatois v'yashamis, somebody set aside money to buy a korban chatas or korban oshim, and he didn't use up all the money. The locher is moisreihem nedovah. The leftover money goes for the shofar called the dava, which is used to buy a korban oila. When the mizbeach is empty, and they didn't have too many korbanos that day, the kohanim used to buy korban oilas and bring it. Zehaklo, this is the general rule. Kol shu bo l'shem chatis. Any money that was set aside to buy a korban chatis, l'shem ashram, of any type of a korban that you have a chiyuv to bring because you did a chet, is moisar nedava. The leftover money that's not used for the korban has the kedusha on it, and you have to put it into the shofar shel nedava that's used to buy korban oilas for the mizbeach. What about moisar oila loila? If you set aside money to buy a korban oila, so leftover money, you buy another korban oila from it. Moisar mincha la mincha. You have leftover money that you set aside to buy a mincha, you can go ahead and buy another mincha with leftover money. Moisa shlomim la shlomim. If you have money set aside to buy a korban shlomim and you didn't use it all up, you can buy yourself another korban shlomim. Moisa pesach la shlomim. The leftover money for korban pesach also comes for a shlomim. Moisa nezirim la nezirim. Is it the people collected money to give money for nezirim in order to, for nozir to bring his korban? Not for any special nozir. Stam, they collected money to give klal to nezirim. So the leftover money they use for another nozir. What about moisar nozir? Let's say one person that's a nozir set aside money for his own karbonis, is la nedava. If he has leftover money, it goes la nedava. Moisar aniyim la aniyim. If the people collected money for the poor people in the city, and they used it up right now, and they have leftover money, they leave it for more aniyim. Moisar oni liyos oni. Let's say he collected money for one oni, and it came out, he gave him enough money, he doesn't need any more. Still we say the money goes to him. Moisar shvuyim la shvuyim. If people collected money for pidyon shvuyim to capture safe people that were captured by the goyim, we have to use it only for that purpose, to save captured people. Moisar shavi liyosar shavi. If you collected money for one special year that was captured, you didn't need so much money, the leftover money you have to give to him. Moisar hamesim la mesim. If you collected money in order to be able to bury the mesim, so even though you did one or two, you have to leave the money for more mesim. Moisar hames liyoshev. Let's say you collected money for a special person that was mace. So even though you had enough, you collected enough money to take care of the tzorcha emisam, the leftover money you give to the yorshim, the people that inherit him. Rabbi Meir Oymano, Moisar hames yemunach hachyovi eliyahu. As Rabbi Meir's mesupik will soon see what to do with that money, whether we should use it for the mace himself or we should use it for the yorshim, therefore you leave it until Eliyahu Navi comes. Rabbi Nosson says, Moisar hames, boinen lo nefesh akivrei. He holds a svara, no. The money was collected for this mace. This mace for sure wants the money to be used for himself. He does not want it to go to his yorshim. What do you mean it's used for himself? Boinen lo nefesh akivrei. build on top of his kever a nice sion, a nice monument built for him. So the kids of the money should be used for the mates and not to be given over to the yorshim. That's these two svaris. Either the money goes to the yorshim or else it goes to the mace itself, and the Rebbe Meir is mesupik what the locher is. Therefore, he's supposed to leave it over until Eliyahu Hanavi will come. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Aleph. Bishloisha prokim bashana, three different times of the year. Torim imnes halishcha. Did the bezin like go into the lishcha? That's a special room where they used to keep all the machzah shekel, and they used to take out a truma. We'll see later on. They used to take out a few baskets full of the money to use to buy the new karbonis for this coming year. Now befreis haPesach, that's like 15 days before Pesach. Befreis atzeres, 15 days before Shavuos. Befreis haChog, 15 days before Sukkos. Vehein gruonis l'maisa behema. This is the same time also that people have to give a maisa behema. The animals that were born between one time to the next time, if you have 10 now, you have to this time now give a maisa behema. Divra Rabbi Akiva, this is Rabbi Akiva Shita. Ben Azai Yomer, Ben Azai says, B'esrim v'sisha bader. No, not the 15 days before Pesach, but rather the 29th day of Adar, that's the time, that's called Befreis HaPesach. That's the day when you have to take off the Trumas HaLishra. Uv'yechud b'sivin, it's not 15 days before Shavuos, but only on the first day of Sivin. Uv'esrim v'sisha bov, and the 29th day of Ov, that's the time that's kaveh to take off Maisa Behema. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Aymim, B'yechud b'nisan. No, the first day of Nisan. B'yechud b'sivin. B'yesvim v'sishu belu. That's the time to take off Ma'isa Behema. Mifnei ma omru b'yesvim v'sishu belu. How come it said the 29th day of Elul? V'loy omru b'yechud b'sishrei. Why didn't it say the first day of Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah? Mifnei shu yomtiv. Because that's a yomtiv. V'yev shalase b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to take off Ma'isa Behema on yomtiv. The figure, therefore, hekdimu li'esvim v'sishu belu. Therefore, they said the 29th day of Elul, that's the day to take off Ma'isa Behema. Mishneh Gimel. B'sholosh kupois. Exactly how did they take off the Trumas HaLishcha? They went in there with three baskets. Shel sholosh sholosh sin. Every basket was big enough to carry holds three soin. Termines HaLishcha. That's the way they took off the Trumas HaLishcha. V'chos behen on these three different baskets, they wrote Aleph Beis Gimel. Each one had an Aleph, then a Beis and a Gimel. Rabbi Yishmael Loimer, Yevonis Kosov Lehen. They wrote it in Greek, in Yevonis. And Alpha Beisa Gmola. Ein HaTorim Nichnas. Now the term, the one that went in to take off the Trumas HaLishcha, take out the money, he couldn't go into that room, Loibe Paragoit Chofes. Not if he had like hems on his pants. For Loibe Minil, he couldn't go in there with shoes. For Loibe Sandal, not with sandals. For Loibe Tfilin, not wearing Tfilin. For Loibe Kimea, not wearing an ornament. Shema Yani, because we're afraid that people say he stole the money when he went in. He took money for himself, and he stole it, he hid it in one of these places. What do you mean? Shema Yani, maybe throughout this year, this person will become a nun, will become poor. For Yerima, people are going to say, Me'avrein halishcha heni. You know why he became poor? Because when he went in to take out the Shumas halishcha, he stole the money there. That's why he became poor. Or maybe the other way, Shema Yashir, he'll become rich. And people will say, Mitrumas HaLishcha Heshir. You know why he became rich? Because he stole the money from the Lishcha. So the Mishnah explains now, even though really, like if you know you didn't do it, so why can't you go in this way? Still, Lefi Sha'odom Tzorech Lotzei Shedei HaBriyos, Kederech Shetzorech Lotzei Shedei HaMokam. The same way he has to be clean in the eyes of Hashem, he also has to be clean in the eyes of his friends. And any time his friend will be Cheshid, will think maybe did something wrong, you shouldn't do it. Shenema the Pasik says in Bamidbar Lamed Beis, V'heyisem nikiyem Hashem u'me Yisrael. You have to be clean from Hashem and from Yisrael. V'yeim Rapasik imishlei u'metzah chein v'seichel toiv v'yeni elokim v'yodim. You have to find seichel toiv in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of Adam also, in people. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Shel Beis Rabbi Gamliel hoyenichnas v'shikloi ben etzpoisav. The Beis Rabbi Gamliel, they used to go in right before the person was going to take off the Trumas HaLishcha. They went into that room like and had their Machzah Shekel in their hands. V'zorkoi lefnei HaTorim. And they threw their Machzah Shekel right in front of the person that's going to take out the Trumas HaLishcha here. To now, V'HaTorim, and this person now that took out the Truma, Mischavein, he had Kavonot, like to use Rabbi Gamliel's coin. He made sure to push it into the kupa that he's going to use this money now to buy the new karbonis. Because even though he wasn't mechuyif to do this, because that's the halacha, when the term takes out the money, it's considered like he's making a shutfas now the whole Klal Yisrael, but still, Mishum Chumra, they wanted their money for sure to be used. Ein ha-Torim, Torim. The person that goes to take out the Trumas Lishka, to take out the 3 buckets worth of money, Ad Sheyayim Elohim Esrim. He can't go in until he has to first ask them, should I go in? For they have to answer back to him, Turoim, Turoim, Turoim. Sholosh Pavim. They have to say, yes, go in, take off the Truma now, go in, take off the Truma now, go in, take off the Truma now. Mishnah Dalet. Torah Esor Rishayna. So we say now, before Sachag, like 15 days before Pesach, they took off the first Truma Halishcha. Omechape Bik Tavlois. After they took out the Trumas Lishcha, they covered up any leftover Machsa Shekel there with a piece of leather. Shiniya, then when it came the second time to take off the Machsa Shekel, before Shavuos, again, Umechapa Bik Tavlois. After they took off, they used to cover it up another time, to cover up any Machsa Shekel that came in between, cover it up with skin again. In other words, the Indian is that when you used to take out the Machsa Shekel by Pesach, let's say, so from all the money there, they already took off a Truma. Now what happened was people used to keep on sending in more money later on. So when they took a second truma, it should only be from the new money that came in now, not from the money that was there the first time. So therefore, after you took off the first truma, we had to cover up the leftover money with a piece of skin to know that all the new money now, it's like separate, and you only take the second truma from the new money. Shlishis, the same thing, when you covered up, when you took the third time the truma's alishcha, then lehoyim mechapi, you did not have to cover it up anymore. Why? Because you're not going to take truma anymore. That's it. The third time is the last time. Shema yishkach v'yitrem in adavra torum. Now the reason why you're supposed to put the pieces of leather in between one and the other is not to take to use the money that was already once used for truma. In other words, you shouldn't be torum now from money that was already had truma taken from it. Torum esori shayin l'shem Eretz Yisrael. It's by b'freisa Pesach, 15 days before Pesach. That's the first, like Makrash Chodesh Nisan. Who gave money to the Machsa Shekel already? Usually only the people living around in Eretz Yisrael, around the Beis Hamikdash. So those were the people that brought the money ready. So they had kavanah, it should be done for the people of Eretz Yisrael. Shniya, the second time, b'shas Shavuos, l'shum k'rochim ha'mekofim lo. The cities around Yerushalayim. That was also, they were able to get there by that time. The Ashlish is the third time, around Sukkot's time, l'shum bavel. They had a mind in the people living in bavel. Olishum Madai, people living in Madai, Olishum Medinas or Chaykis, any faraway city. The Mestama, like their money, first came later on, so they have now in mind to give the Truma for them. Here, Perik Dalit. Ha Truma Ma Mehoyu Oisin Bo. After they took out the money, the Truma Salishcha, what did they do with this money? Loichim Bo Temidim. They used to buy Korban Tomit to bring every single day. That was a Korban Siba. Musafin on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, also a Korban Tziva Musaf, they bought it from this money of the Truma Salishcha. Finiskayim, they had to bring the Nesachim, either the flour for the Mincha, or else the Yain for the Nesachim, also they bought from this money. Ha'imer, who adin on the second day Pesach, the Korban Aimer they brought from this, Ushtei Halechem on Shavuos they bought from this money, V'lechem Aponim, every Shabbos Lechem Aponim was bought from this money, V'chol Korbanos Tziva, and any Korban Tziva was also bought from the money of the Truma Salishcha. Shomrei Svichim Bashvius. Now on Shvius, the Loch is not allowed to plant anything, and still on Shvius, you have to bring the Korban Omer and the Korban Shtei Alechem only from the wheat or from the barley that was grown in Eretz Yisrael. So on Shvius, you don't have too much barley growing, so Bezdin used to have this special Shomrei, special watchman, to watch the Svichim, that means the barley that grows by itself, to make sure they'll be left over to be able to use for the Korban Omer. So you had to have a watchman watch it. So how do we pay the watchman? They take their pay from the Trumas Halishcha. Since they're watching it, in order to be able to have the Korban Omer, this is also called Sarchei HaKorban, they get paid from the Trumas Halishcha. Rabbi Yossi says, Aforoitze misnadir Shoy Mechinim. Even if the Shoy Mechinim wants to do it without pay, he wants to be a Shoy Mechinim. So then the pshat is, when he collects the wheat or the barley, it's his own private barley. Still, he's allowed to give it over to the tzibur. They can use it for the korban tzibur. Is Omrula, the Chum arguing Rabbi Yosef said back to him, Avat Oimer, She'enam Boyim Ela Mishal Tzibur. That's no good. Because if it's a Shem Mechinim, in other words, he owns the barley by himself, How could he give it over for us to use for the Korban Oimer, which is a Korban Atzibur? It's coming Michel Yochid, it's coming from a private person. And we can't use a private person's thing for the Korban Tzibur. Mashenkin Reb Yossi holds that no, the Shem Mechinim, even though he owns it, true, but now he has not to give it over completely to the Tzibur. He's like Machner to the Tzibur, so it ends up to be the Tzibur's money, the Tzibur's Bali, therefore they could use it for the Korban Oimer. And the Chum say we're afraid maybe he won't be Machner too good. So blive his own, it won't be a Korban Tzibur, it won't belong to Tzibur, that's why you should not do it. That's only a Chash mid Rabbonin. Maybe he won't do a good job. Fight the Mishnah base, Poro, to buy a Poro Aduma, V'soy ha-mishtalech, Rosan Yom Kippur, and had the two serim, one Lashem and one Sar Lazozel ha-mishtalech, V'loshen Sar Zohoris, or else this red string they used to put around it, Boyim Trumas Halishcha, it would also be paid for the Trumas Halishcha. The red string they put around the Poro Aduma, that they threw it into the Sreifas of the Poro Aduma. Now, Kevesh, Poro, the Kevesh Soyer HaMashtaleach. Kevesh Poro means used to have a special bridge to take the Poro Aduma straight across from the Beis HaMikdash to the Har HaZeisim. Kadei should not become Tomei in between, that a special bridge had to carry it over there. Who had in Kevesh Soyer HaMashtaleach? There was a special bridge to carry out, to walk with the Soyer HaMashtaleach. So to pay for this bridges, who had in Voloshen Shebein Karnov, the special red string that was between the horns of the Soyer HaMashtaleach, the Yamas HaMayim. All right, turn over. Yeah, the Yamas HaMayim, that's the flow of water that went through the Azara. Or else to build up the walls around Yerushalayim, or Migdal Aser, the towers in Yerushalayim, to hold Tzorach Ha'ir, anything that's necessary for Yerushalayim, Boyim Mishuri Halishcha. This, you would take the money from the Shuri Halishcha. Like we said, you take the Trumas Halishcha, that's to take these three baskets full of the money from the Lishcha. Now the leftover money that they did not take for the Truma, that they use for these things here. That's called the Shuri Halishcha. The leftover money in the room that was not used for the Truma, for the actual buying of the Kabonis, they use it rather for the Tzorcha Yair. Abishol said, Kevesh Pora, that it was a special bridge to carry the Pora Duma, to walk it from the Beis Hamikdash to the Har HaZeisim, today it should not go over any Tuma, is Kahanan Gedolim Oysim Oysim Shalatzman. The Kahanan Gedolim used to pay for this from their own money. We do not have to take it from the Shuri Halishcha, but rather the Kahanan Gedolim used to pay for it by themselves. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Moisar Shuri Halishcha. Ma hoye oisim behen. What did they do with the leftover money that was left over in the Lishcha? In other words, after they made the Trumas Halishcha, they had the leftover called the Shuri Halishcha. That they did with it, they bought these things we had in the last Mishnah, Tzorcha Yair. What about if they had leftover from this year, they didn't need it for the Tzorcha Yair? Is Leichon Behem Yenis. With the money they would buy wine, shemonim, oil, uslosos, and flour. V'yasorcho lehegdish. And the money would go, the schar would go to Hegdish. Which means, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, that Rabbi Yishmael holds Bezdin, the Gizbur is allowed to go into business. It's like they'll buy wine and oil and flour and sell it, and the money they get, v'yasor, the money they receive from it, the profit, goes lehegdish. Rabbi Akiva says, Ein mistakrin mishal hegdish. No, you're not allowed to make money, profit-like, with money shal hegdish. V'loi mishal aniyim. Who are the money that you have from tzedakah set aside for poor people, you're not allowed to do business with that money. And the Gemara says, the Hezbri is, Shein aniyis b'mokam ashiris. You're not supposed to like act poor b'mokam ashiris in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, you cannot do business with this money. Mishneh Dalet. Moisar Truma, Mehoye Oisin Bo. After they made the Truma Salishcha, that the money they took out to buy the Karbonis for this year, the Korban Tzibur, if they had leftover money, what do they do with it? Is Rikuyay Zohov. They used to make, flatten out pieces of gold. Tzipuy Lebeis Kodesh Kodesh HaKadoshim. To make it look nice, to put around the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to beautify it. Rabbi Yishmoy Eloimer, Moisar HaPeiros Lekayis HaMizbeach. Nerd Rabbi Shmuel Lishitosai, that Rabbi Shmuel said the leftover money from the Shir Lishram, you're allowed to buy Paris and sell them and make profit. What do we do with the profit now? So Moisar HaPeris, the leftover money from the Paris, or the profit we receive from the Paris that the Gizba sold, is Lakayetz HaMizbeach. With that money we put into the Shofar called Nedava, that they used to bring the Korban Olah when the Mizbeach was empty. That's called Lakayetz HaMizbeach. Or Moisar HaTruma, what do they do with the leftover money from the Truma Salishcha? Leklisharis. They used it to buy Klisharis. If they had to buy new Kalim in the Beis Hamikdash, new Klisharis, they used it from the leftover money of the Truma. Rabbi Akiva Reimer, Rabbi Akiva Shiter is Meiser HaTruma L'Kayetz HaMizbeach. No, the leftover money from the Truma Salishchon is used to buy a Korban Olah for the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach is empty. Or Meisan Nesachim L'Klisharis. What do we do with the leftover money set aside for Nesachim? With that we use to buy a Klisharis. And some of Farshim say Meisan Nesachim means if somebody was Mechayiv himself to give the Nesachim for this year, and then the prices went down, he still has to give the higher price, so the Gizbar gains on the deal, the extra money that they gain from, you use it to buy a klisharis. Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kahana Maimer, Moisa Nesachim, what do we do with the leftover money that was set aside for Nesachim? Lakayetz HaMizbeach. You use that money to put into the shofar that goes for Nedava, that we use it to buy a Korban Olah for the Mizbeach, when the Mizbeach is empty. That's called Lakayetz HaMizbeach. O Moisa HaTruma LeKlisharis. The leftover money from the Truma Salishcha goes to buy a klisharis. Zev zelo hayomaydim baperis. But the last two man the yomrim like argue on Rabbi Shmuel, and they do not hold as an Indian of Paris. In other words, Bezdin cannot go and take the money and buy the flour, the wheat, the oil, and the wine to sell it to make profit. They hold you're not allowed to sell it like Rabbi Kiva said on the Mishnah before. Is loy hayomaydim baperis. They are not masking to Rabbi Shmuel. There's no din Paris. Bezdin can't, Gizbar can't gain by doing business with the money. Mishnah Hey, Meister HaKeteris. What's going to be with the leftover the Keteris? The loch was every single day of the year there used to be marked the Keteris. And at the end of the year, let's say they had some leftover. What do they do with the leftover Keteris? Is Mahi Oisimbo, Mafrishim Menu Schar Ho'umnin. They were set aside from this the money that they have to pay the workmen. O Mechalin Oiso Al Schar Ho'umnin. They would make this Keteris now into Chulin. Like take the money you set aside to pay the workmen. And let the Keteris now become Chulin, be Mechalit on the money you would pay the Yumnin. And now that the Keteris is Chulin, V'neistin oysal umnin, bischoren. We would pay the workmen what they worked in the Beis Hamikdash with the Keteris. Now, once it's Chulin, biyad ha-umnin, v'choizrin v'loikhin oysal mitru mechadosha. We would go now and take the new money from the true mechadosha after Rosh Chodesh Nisan and buy it back again from the Yumnin. Now this was an Eitzah that they wanted to be able to use the Keteris for the coming year. Now the leftover Keteris from last year, you can't use it for this year. Like we said, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to buy new Kavonis from the new money of the Machzor Shekel. So therefore the Eitzah is to let that first Keteris become Chulin, and then we'll buy it back again to use it for the coming year. We'll buy it back with the new, from the new Trumas Halishcha. In Bo HaChodesh Bizmanoi, Loik Chinoisim Trumas Chadosha. That if they collected already the Machzor Shekel and came in time, they would buy the Truma back, they would buy the Keteris back with the new money from the Truma Chadosha. The Yimlov, if they did not yet receive the money from the Truma, from the Machzor Shekel yet for the new coming year, Min HaYishona, then they would have to buy it back from last year's Machzor HaShekel. Yeah, Mishneh Vov. HaMaktish Nechosov V'hoyu Behen Dvorim Ruyim L'Kabonas HaTzibur. If somebody said about all this property, I want to make it Hegdish, and in the property had things that are Roy had like animals that could be for Korban Tzibur, is Alocha Yinosrul Umnin Bischoron. The eight says we have to give these animals to the Umnin for their Schar. And really the Yerushalmi says is talking about the Keteris, that if somebody had the Keteris in his own property, and now he's Makdashit, so again, we want this Keteris now to become Chulin, so today we could buy it back again from the new Trumas Halishcha, to use it for this coming year. So the Eitzer is that Yinosnu Lumnin Bischoron, again, take this Keteris and be Mechalit on money and then give it to the workmen that they work for the Beis Hamikdash for their pay and then we'll buy it back again from them from the Truma Chadosha. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is Rabbi Akiva Shita. Omar Loi Ben Azai said back to him, Eino Hi Amida, this is not the right way to do. Elo Mafrishin Mehen Schar Umnin. You have to first set aside the money to pay the workmen. Now that you have the money, that's chulun deka money, umechalin oisan al moya sumnin. Now we take the keteris, that's hegdish, and be mechal the keteris on the money that's set aside to give the umnin. Now, v'noisten oisan l'umnin bischarin, now that the keteris is already mechulul, so it's chulun, give it now to the workmen for their pay, v'choizrin v'loichin oisan mitru mechadosha. And then we'll buy it back again from these workmen, this keteris, with the new money from the Truma Chadosha that we'll be able to use it for the coming year. So the Gemara explains the machlokes between Ben Azai and Rabbi Kiva is that the Ummin work for us and we want to pay them now with the keteris. So for sure, first we have to make the keteris chulun. Rabbi Kiva holds you could be mechalit on the malacha, on the work that the Ummin did for us. We don't have to set aside the money and be mechalit on the money, but rather the work, whatever the Ummin, whatever the workmen did for us on that work, that could also be mechalal hegdish on it. So therefore we take the keteris and make the keteris chulin by making kedusha bichal on the melacha, and therefore now that the keteris is chulin, we could pay it directly to the yumnin, and then we'll buy it back again. Whereas Ben Azai holds, no, you cannot be mechalal something al hamelacha. So you can only be mechalal on the money, so therefore first you have to set aside money shal chulin. Mishnah Zayin. Ha-makdish nechosa v'hoysa behen behema ruya lagabi ha-mezbech. If somebody was makdish in the chosim, all his property, and he had inside it a behemoth, an animal, that's roi to be on the mizbeach. The halacha is the chorum and the kevis. Let's say he has male and female animals. Is what's the halacha of the animals? Is Rabbi Elazar Omer the chorim yimorchul tzarchi oilus? The male, you have to sell it, and with the money you have to use it to buy a korban oil with it. As yimorchul tzarchi oilus. When the kevis, a female animal, yimorchul, you have to sell it now. Tzarchi is zibchei shlomim. In order to be able to use it for a shlamim, udimehem yipluim shor nechosim lebedek habayis. What do you do with the money? The money you put with the rest of nechosim, they go to the bedek habayis. In other words, Rebbe Lezer holds that when you makdish your nechosim, your ikka kavanah is to give all the value of it to the bedek habayis. So even though you have animals there, that the animals lechura have a kedushas aguf on it, that should be used for a korban, still we say you mean to give the value of it to the bedek habayis. So what you have to do is you have a zocher now, which is roi to be a korban oilah. You have to sell it to somebody that wants to use it for korban oilah, and the money you get now, you have to put that money into the bedek habayis. Because he holds Rebbe Lezer, you makdish everything lebedek habayis. Rabbi Yeshua, I mean, Yeshua says no. Zichorim atzma nikrav oilas. The zocher, when you makdish, even though you makdish tam yinichosim, and usually you mean to give it to the bedek habayis, but something like a male animal that's roi to be a korban oila, you meant to give it a kedushas oila on it. Therefore, you yourself could be makriv this korban for an oila. As yikrivu oilas. On a kevis, what about a female? Yimorchul tzarchei zivchei shlomim. You have to sell it to somebody that wants to use it for korban shlomim. V'yovi b'dimeyim oilas. And you have to, with that money, buy a korban oila. Because since you are makdish the animals lashem, you meant to say the whole animal should go lashem. That means it should be like a korban oila, which is kulul Hashem. Mashenken shlomin, which the bialim and the kohanim eat from it, that's not called kulul Hashem. So if you makdish this female animal, you meant to say the whole thing should go on the mizbeach, so therefore you have to sell it to somebody that wants to use it for korban shlomin, and the money you receive back, you'll buy a korban oila with it, and be makdish to the whole thing on the mizbeach. Ushar nechosim, the rest of the property you own, that you are makdish, that he's also masking yitul lebedek habayis. That goes to the bedek habayis, you give it over to them, they'll sell it, whatever they need, they'll use, and what they don't need, they'll sell, and the money they'll use for the bedek habayis, fixing up the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva says, Royani es divrei Rebbe Elazar. I like better what Rebbe Elazar said, that they both go to the bedek habayis. Midivrei Rabbi Yeshua, rather than what Rabbi Yeshua said. Why? She Rabbi Elazar hishvesh midosai. Rabbi Elazar made it smooth, his halacha. In other words, both of them, the money of the animal and the nechosim, all go to the bedek habayis. For Rabbi Yeshua cholak, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, there's a difference. That the animals, they themselves are hegdish, they're brought for korban, and the rest of the nechosim, his property, goes to the bedek habayis. Omar Rabbi Papayis, Shomati kedivrei shneim, I heard like both of them, they're both emes. They're different cases. What does that mean? Shehamakdish beferish kedivrei Rabbi Elazar. If somebody says beferish, I'm speaking out. I want to be makdish my animals and my nechosim. Then he holds like Rebbe Elazar that both of them is only chalak dushas for the bedek habayis. And the reason is that since he went to speak out beferish, he has an animal, and he did not say it should be a korban oila, it's a rai, he did not mean kedushas oila on it, but rather he only meant to give it to the Beis HaMikdash, to the bedek habayis. V'hamakdistom, Mashenkin, if somebody stam says, I want to be makdish all my nechosim, and he does not speak out that he has animals there, then we say Kediv Rabbi Yeshua. Then we hold like Rabbi Yeshua to say that mistom of the animals he taken meant to be a korban eilah. He wants it to bring kabonis. It's only the value of it, the money, that goes to Bedek HaBayis. Mishneches, hamakdish nechosim, for hoyu behen dvorim ruin agabi amizbeach. If somebody was makdish stam all his nechosim, and he has in his nechosim his property things that could go on the mizbeach, like yenois, wine, he has shmonim oil, for yoifas or birds, is what's the locha, what type of kedushas chal on these things? Rabbi Elezer oimer, yimochru l'tzorcha yoisei hamin, you have to sell it for somebody that could use it, could use the yayin from the sochim, could use the shemin, could use the bird. And with the money, you have to bring a korban oileh. Now, this is not the same Rebbe Elezer as he said before. Because Rebbe Elezer before said everything goes to Bedek HaBayis. So this is a different Rebbe Elezer. That he holds also, you meant to be makdashit for a korban oileh. But the things itself now you cannot bring. And the Gemara in Yerushalmi Darshan is a posik, that whenever you want to bring a neder, it says, l'chol nedreyim, l'chol nedvoysam, asher yagrivu l'Hashem l'yoileh. Anytime you want to be menad, like in the Dova, we always say you mean to bring a korban oileh. So here, even though you have this wine, this oil, and the birds, but since they themselves do not come for korban oileh, or else it has to say a bok, or it has to be dafka an animal, not a bird, therefore you have to sell these things for people that would use it for the mizbeach, and then with the money you'd buy a korban oileh. Is that's Rebbe Elezer Shita. Rebbe Elezer, again, you mochu l'tzorchi oisei hamin, sell it for people that want to use this flour or use this wine and this oil. And with the money you get from it, you buy a korban oileh. Any other nechosim, any other property you own that you makdish it stam, for sure you meant to give it to the Bedek HaBayis. Mishneh Tes. Achas l'shloishim yoim, once in 30 days. Misharenes alishcha. That the Beis Din make like a price, a set price. How much is the wine worth? How much is the flour worth? How much is the oil worth? Those that people want to buy and sell things from the Beis Hamikdash, or to buy the flour, or to buy the oil from the Beis Hamikdash, so they had a set price. Once in 30 days, they would set the price. Kol ha-makabel olav l'sapek losas mi'arba. If somebody was makabel upon himself like a neder, I'll give a matana to the Beis Hamikdash. I'll give flour. Mi'arba, I'll give four soyim for the seller. That's what he said he would give. Now, omdu misholosh, later on, the flour went up in price, and now for one sell, all you get is just three sloyim. So Mishnah says, yisapek mi'arba. He still has to give four soyin to the Beis HaMikdash. What he was originally makabel, accepted upon himself, that's what he had to give. What about the opposite way? Misholosh, at the time when he agreed to give it, it was 3 pounds, let's say, for a dollar. For yomdu mi'arba, then later, at the time to give it, the price went down, and now you get 4 pounds for a dollar. How much does he have to give the Beis HaMikdash? Is the Yisampik mi'arba. He has to give now 4 pounds to the Beis HaMikdash. Shayad Hegdish al hel yoinim. The hands of Hegdish is always on top. They always gain. They never lose out. V'yemesliya solis. Let's say if you gave the flour to the Beis HaMikdash, it became wormy. Hesliya loy. It's like wormy by you means you lose out. You have to give the Beis HaMikdash new flour or else you get to get the money back. V'yemhech mitziyayin. Let's say the wine that you sold to the Beis HaMikdash becomes spoiled. His hech mitzloy. It's your loss, and you have to pay the Beis HaMikdash back or give them new wine. That's what the Tana of this Mishnah holds, that when the Gizbar buys things for the Beis HaMikdash, they buy their flour, they buy the karbonis, they don't give the money until the Mizbeach used it already. In other words, to see that the Mizbeach is kosher and it will be used, or the flour is good and will be used. Once it's used, then we pay up. But before it was used, since we have a suffix, if it will be used or not, we don't have to pay up. HaMikdash doesn't pay up until Atshe Yehamas Beach Miratza. Perek Hey, Mishnalef, Elu Hein Hamamunim, Shoye Bamigdish. These were the different people that were appointed, that had jobs like in the Beis Hamigdish. Yoichanan ben Pinchas Alachisomis. He used to take care of giving out the seals. Like the people used to come to buy the flour. It's like first they would buy a pass, they would give the money to Yoichanan ben Pinchas. And let's say they want to buy a pound worth of flour, they give them a dollar. And Yoichanan ben Pinchas would give them a chisomis, would give them like a slip. That they have a right to pick it up. Now, Achya al Hanesochim. Achya, he used to take care of Mamish giving out the flour. So after the person received the slip from Yechon and Ben Pinchas, then he would go to Achya and he would give him the pound of flour. Matisyo ben Shmuel al HaPiyosis. He used to take care of the pious to make the garolas, like to choose out which Koyin will do which Avoida. He took care of that. Psachia lakinim. Psachia took care of knowing all the lochas about the different birds that the Noshim had to bring for their kabonis. Psachia ze Mordechai. Psachia is also Mordechai. Lom nikri shmei Psachia. Why do they call him Psachia? Shoy pasech bedvorim. He used to open up speaking first. V'dorshan v'yodeya shivim loshan. He knew how to say good drushes, and he knew how to speak 70 different languages. Ben Achia al choyle mayin. Ben Achia used to take care of the kahanim that got sick, got stomach problems. Since they used to eat so much meat, and the Gemara says they went barefoot, they used to have a lot of stomach problems. Nechunye choy fesichin. Nechunye, he used to take care of digging the ditches to make sure there's enough water for the early regolim. Kivini chorus. Kivini was the one that made the announcements. Chorus. He like woke them up. And every morning used to say, Omdu akanan lavodesechem. Get up to do the avodah. Ben Gever al Nilas Shorim. Ben Gever, he used to take care of closing the gates of the Beis Hamikdash. Ben Bevai al Apekia. Ben Bevai took care of the Pekia, that means to twirl the wicks for the menorah. Ben Arzo al Tzilzel. Ben Arzo took care of this instrument called the Tzilzel, the cymbals. Hugras ben Levi al Ashir. He took care of the singing of the Levim. Ben Garmoy al Maisa Lechem Aponim. Beis Garmoy used to take care of making Lechem Aponim. Beis Avtinus al Maisa Ekteris. They used to take care of making the Ekteris. Elozo al Aproichis. Elozo took care of making the Proichis. Pinchas al Hamalbish. Pinchas used to take care of making sure all the Kahanim look good, that the Godim fit them perfectly, to fit the Kahanim. Mishneh Beis. Ein Proichasin Mishloisho Gizborim. You never have less than 3 Gizborim. Those are people that take care of the money of Hegdish. They appoint the Hegdish. They do all the work with the money of Hegdish. Umishiva Armakolin. You can't have less than 7 Armakolin. Those are people higher up, and they are appointed upon the Oitzros, the warehouses of for the Beis Hamikdash. V'yein Oisin Shuroro al Hatzibur b'momoin pochus mishnayim. Whenever you appoint somebody to be a shuror, to be a ruler, like over the Tzibur, nogeyet in yonim of money, you have to have at least 2 people. Like 2 people have to go around to collect the money, to divide out the money. You can't do it with less than 2 people. Chutz mi ben Achyo shal chuli mayin. Except from ben Achyo, that he used to take care of the people that were sick, he did it by himself. V'elozo shal aproichis, and Eliyoza that used to take care of the proichis, why did they do this? Even though they were a shororah, they were like taking over the tzibur, why did they do it by themselves? Shoysen kiblu roiv ha-tzibur alayim, because the people accepted them upon themselves, by themselves. In other words, even though Achyo also had to do with money, he had to spend the money to buy refuas, to buy medicine. And for the proichis also, they had to spend money. But since the tzibur accepted them upon themselves, by themselves, they were allowed to do it by themselves. Mishneh Gimel. Arbo choysomos hoi b'migdash. There were 4 different like slips, we said, you got when you went to the Beis Hamikdash to buy things. Because of Aleim was written on these choysomos on the different slips. Egel, 1. Zocher, 2nd. 1. Gedi, a kid. Choyte. These are the 4 different slips you had. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai says, Chamishu hoyu. There were 5 slips. The Arom is Kos of Aleim, and it was written in Aramic. Egel, some say Docher it should be, then say that's the Aramic for Zocher. Kedi, Choyte Dal, V'choyte Osher. If you're a Mitzvah that has to bring a korban, there's a difference whether you're poor or whether you're rich. Now, Egel, whenever you have this slip called Egel, that means Mishamish im Nichse Boker, Kedoy Lamuktanim. That's if you want to bring a korban, a boker, an animal, whether it's big or small, you have to bring the Nesachim for it. So if you want to buy the Nesachim for your korban, you buy a slip which has a shem Egel on it, and then you go to accept to receive the Nesachim for it. Which in the Nesachim for an Egel is, for a Boker is, Shloisha Esroinim Soilis, and Chatzia Hin of Shemin, the Chatzia Hin Yayin. That's the Nesachim you have to bring for a Boker. So the Mishnah says again, that Egel is Meshamashim Nischei Boker, whether you're buying these big animals, whether G'daylo Moktanim is Chorman Akevis, whether it's male or female, a cow or a calf, it's the same Halacha. Gedi, if you want to have the slip called Gedi, that's Meshamash Nichsei Tzoin. That goes if you bring a korban, a tzoin, a sheep, and you want to bring the Nesachim with it. Gedelu Muktanim, Zorim Unikevus. Whether it's big or small, a Zachar Unikevum, Chutz Mishel Elim. Only Elim, only the rams, they have their own Halacha. Now the Nesachim for regular sheep was, you had a Isarin Soilis, and a Revia Sahin of Shemin, and a Revia Sahin of Yayin. Zohar, if you had a slip on the word Zohar on it, that was Mishamish Shem Nischi Elim, Bilvad, if somebody wants to bring rims. And for that, the Nesachim was Shnei Yisroinim Soilis, Shlisha Shahin Shemin, and Shlisha Sahin Yayin. Choyte mishamish shemnischei shalosh behemus shel mitzoroyim. If you add the slip for a choyte, that means the mitzoroy that he has to bring his korban, his three behemus for a mitzoroy brings the three korbanos, the nesachim that come for them. So the Mishnah Dalit. If somebody came into the Beis Hamikdash and he brought a korban, and now he wanted to buy the nesachim there, he wanted to buy the flour and oil and the wine. Is he went to Yechanan, shumemun ala chasomis. He took care, he was appointed over giving out these slips. Now, noisin le moyis, he would give him the money, omekabel mimenu chasim, and he would receive a receipt like a slip from him. Now, with this slip, boloi eitzel achio. Shumemun ala nesachim, he went to Achio that was appointed over the nesachim. Finoitzin loichosim, he would give him the slip. Umekabel mimenu nesachim, and then Achio would give him exactly the amount of flour and oil and wine that he would need. Ulerim, and at night, boyin zeitzel ze. His Achio and Yochanan got together. The Achio moitzias echsomus. Achio would put out all the chesomus, all the slips that he received. Umekabel connect the moist, and if they see if the cheshbon would stim, if there's enough money. If they collected enough money for the older nesachim that was given out. V'yim hoisiru, let's say there's extra money, hoisiru lehegdish. Hegdish gains on it, and we say the money belongs to Hegdish. V'yim pochasu, let's say they did not take enough money, then we say, hoyim mishalem yirchidu b'beisai. Like Yochanan is at fault, he did not take enough money from somebody, and he has to pay the difference from his own money. Shiyad Hegdish al hel yoyna, because the hands of Hegdish is always on top, they never lose out. They always have to get what they're supposed to. Mishnah Hay. Mi shavad mimenu chesomai. Let's say somebody went to the Beis Hamikdash and he wanted to buy nesachim and he gave the money to Yochanan and he received the slip, and then he lost the slip. His mamtinen loyad erev. We tell him to wait till at night time, and then they make the cheshbonis, Yochanan and Achia. Now imotzu loy kedei chesomai, if they find out that they have enough extra money that was connected, his choysom is nice in the light. Tomorrow they tell him, you can come back and we'll give you the nesachim tomorrow. The yimlov, let's say the cheshbon is not shtim, so then lehoye loy, we did not give it to him. Why? Because we're afraid, he's lying, because all the money that, for all the money we received, we gave out the nesachim already today. Now the Mishnah says, v'shem hayoyim, the name of the day, kosev aleihem mifnei haramoyim. On this slip it had the date and the name, and the Gemara says the date means exactly which day of the week, which day of the Chodesh, which day of the Shvuah, today that a Rami should not be able to find it and use it. Mishnah Vav. Shtei lishchois hoyi b'migdish. There were two different lishchois, two different places where they put the money for tzedakah. Achas lishchas chashoyim. One was called the lishcha special room, done quietly. V'yachas lishchas akelim. And one was done where people used to bring the kelim. Lishchas chashoyim. The lishcha that was called quietly is Yirei Chet Noistin Latoicha B'chashoi. People that were big Yirei Chet Tzadikim used to come and put the money there quietly. The Aniyim B'nei Toivim Mispanesim Mitoicha B'chashoi. And the Aniyim, also Chashev Aniyim, they used to come and take the money out of there privately. Like everything was done B'chashoi. That's the way Tzedakah should be done. Lishchas HaKelim. What about the other Lishcha that Stam they put Kelim in there? That means Kol Mishu Misnadav Kli. Anybody that wanted to give a Keli to the Beis HaMikdash, any type of utensil he has, is Zorko L'Soicha, he would throw it into this Lishcha, into this room. The Achat L'Shleishim Yoyim, once in 30 days, Gizbor and Perchsenois, the Gizbor would open up the Lishcha, and they'd look over what they have there. Now, V'chol Kli Shemotzo Boit Zorok L'Bedek Abayis, any Kelim that they needed, they could use in the Bedek Abayis, Manichinoisim, they would leave this chair, whatever the Kli was, and they would use it in the Bedek Abayis. V'hasho, the rest of the Kelim that they cannot use, Nimkorim B'dimayim, they would sell it and get the money, and the money they would put into the lishcha to use the money for the bedek habayis to fix up the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, Perek Vov, Mishnalef, Shloisha Osa Shofaros. There were 13 different shofaros, means 13 different boxes where they used to put money into. Now, Shloisha Osa Shulchanos. There were also 13 different shulchanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Shloisha Esrei Hishtachavoyis Hoyi B'Mikdash. They used to bow down 13 different places in the Beis HaMikdash. Shel Beis Rabbi Gamliel, v'shel Beis Rabbi Chanina, Skan HaKahanim, hoyim shtachavim arba Abba Esrei. They used to bow down 14 places. V'echen hoysi Yisrael, where was his extra place? K'negadir ha'itzim, by the room where they used to store the wood. Shekein Masoris b'yodim, this was a Masor, they accepted this from the fathers. Me'avasayim, she'shram ha'oran ignas. that after the Bayis Rishon, the Oren was Nignos, and there was the place where Yeshayahu HaMelech was gone as it, hid it. So by the Bayis Shein, they used to bow down at this place by the Deer Reitzim, because that's where the Oren was hidden. Mishnah says, Maisa b'koyin echad, there was a Maisa with one koyin, Shoyim Misasek, he was working in the Deer Reitzim, he was a Baal Mum, so he could only do was to fix work with the wood, and for Roho Ritzpa, she Mishunah Mechavroseho, he saw like one of the, on the floor, one of the blocks of the floor was different than the other ones. His bov yomalachavar, he wanted to tell his friend, you should know, there's something special here. And lehispek ligmeres adavri, was not able to finish what he wanted to tell the people, as he figured that this is the place where the Oren was nignaz, at shiyotza nishmosai, that he was amazed there. V'yodo b'yichot shasham aron nignaz. In other words, everybody knew for sure that that was the place where the Oren was nignaz. Now the Mishnah says, where did they bow down? So the Mishnah before said they used to bow down 13 different places. Where were they? So the Mishnah says, Arba Betzofen, four they used to bow down on the north side. Viaba Bedorim, four on the south side. Sholosh Bemizrach, three on the east side. Ushtayim Bemarach, two on the west side. Keneged Shloisha Osa Shorim, Keneged the 13 different gates, entrances to the Beis Hamikdash. Now Shorim Droimim, on the Dorim on the south side. Smuchim Lamarach, which was near the Mar of the west side, Shar Elyon, the top was called the Shar Elyon. Then Shar HaDelek, that's where they used to keep the wood. Shar HaBchiris, they bring the korban, the Bchiris. Shar HaMayim, well, they used to bring the water through that Shar. V'lo Manikri Shemoi Shar HaMayim, why was that Shar, that entrance called the Shar HaMayim? Sheboi Machnisin Sluche Shomayim Shonisach Bechog. That's where they used to bring this bucket full of water on Chsukis for the Nisach HaMayim. Rabbi Eleze Ben Yaakov Omer, Boi HaMayim Mefachin. That's where the water used to start coming out. V'asidim liyas yotze mitachas miftan abayis. And loss of love is going to come out from underneath the Beis HaMikdash. Lu'uma, lu'mosan on the other side, batzofin on the north side. Smuchu l'marav, what about the north side of the Beis HaMikdash? Near Marav side. Shar Yechonya, that was one entrance. Shar Korban, another one. Shar Korban. Shar Noshim. And Shar Hashir. V'loma nikra shmoy Shar Yechonya, why was that gate entrance called Shah Yechonya, Shebayotzi Yechonya Begalusai. When he went to Golis, that's the Shah he went through. By Mizrach, what was the gates on Mizrach side? Is Shah Nikner, it was Shah Nikner, Ushnei Pishpishin Hoyuloi. It had two small entrances right next to it. So that's how you have three on the east side. Echa Biminov Yechad Besmele, one on the right of it, of the big entrance, one on the left. Ushnaim Bemarav, Shlohoyulahen Shein. And there were two Shah, two Sharam, two gates on the west side. But did not have any name to it. Right, the Mishnah Dalet. Shloisha Osar Shulchanos Hayeh Bamigdash. There were 13 different Shulchanos in the Beis Hamikdash. Shemayne Shal Shais. 8 were made from marble. The Beis Hamit Pechayim. That they had in the place where they used to shech the animals to make the Shechita. Shalei Yamadich Nes HaKrobayim. On top of these tables, they would wash off the inside, the kishkes of the animal. Ushnayim Bamarav. They used to have Bamarav HaKevesh. On two tables, whereas on the west side of the kevish, that's the plank going up to the mizbeach. Echad shel shayish, one shulchan there was made out of marble. The echad shel kesef, one was made out of silver. Al shel shayish, the one that was made out of marble, hoyu noisnin esvei vorim. On that, they used to put the pieces of meat, like before they put it up to the mizbeach to burn it, they would put the evorim, the pieces of meat, on this table. Al shel kesef, on the table that they had there from kesef, from silver, klei shoros. They used to have to take out the klisharis every day that they used. They would take them out and leave it on that table. That they used to use 93 klisharis they used to use throughout the day. Ushnayim b'ulam, there were two shachonis in the ulam, mivifnim al pesach, and the inside of the entrance of habayis. Echot shoshayish, in the ulam, one was made from marble again, v'yechot shozov, one was made from gold. Al shel shayish, the one that was made from marble, noisten lechem aponim bechnisasi. When used to come into the ulam on Shabbos with the new lechem aponim, they would put it down on that table. The al shel zohav yitziyasi. And when they took the lechem aponim off the real shulchan, they used to put it down on the gold one. Shemalam b'kodesh v'lo maridin. Because you have to go upwards and not downwards. You can't first put it on the gold and then put it on the marble, rather the other way. First on the marble, then on the gold. V'yechud shel zohav mifnim. And there was one shulchan made out of gold that was inside the penim in the kochim, shol of lechem aponim tomid. That was the shulchan that they used to leave lechem aponim on it the whole week. They put it on Shabbos. It stood there the whole week. And first took it off the next Shabbos. Now, Mishnah. Now it comes back to explain the first part of the first Mishnah. That Shloisha also Shafaros Hayi Bamigdash. There were 13 different Shafaros, means 13 different boxes that looked like a shofar. The top of it was narrow, that they could put the money in there, but they couldn't be able to put the hand down in there to take the money out. And on the bottom...